What are the possibilities of a kill switch legislation truly becoming law?
Well, let's look at what happened in Egypt, because this is truly the nightmare scenario that I and other privacy experts and civil libertarians have been wringing our hands over since this kill switch, or the so-called kill switch bill, was first talked about last year. So what essentially this bill would do in the U.S. is it would give the president control over so-called critical infrastructure on the Internet in the event of an emergency. Now, the reason people don't like this bill, it doesn't really define what an emergency is. It leaves that up to the discretion of the president. It doesn't really define what powers he would necessarily have, other than powers to sort of take control over portions of the Internet. And it doesn't really define what that might mean for the American people. Now, maybe 10, 15 years ago, you might have said, well, that's kind of a drag because we've got other ways to communicate. But when you take a look at what's happening now in 2011, and then you take a look at exactly how very similar powers were just used for 5 days in Egypt, it is, like I said, the nightmare scenario. So you've got Egypt, right? You've got tens of thousands turning into hundreds of thousands and now probably turning into millions of people getting together and saying, listen, we're tired of this guy who's been running our country for 30 years, who's enriched himself to the tune of billions. I mean, he's literally a multi-billionaire.
Thanks to us.
Well, thanks to us, but also thanks to, you know, his numerous business dealings within Egypt. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you don't make billions of dollars as the president of a country for 30 years without having your hands in the public coffers. So people don't like Mubarak. They want him out. They are, so far, actually, I think, behaving very civilly and peacefully about this whole thing. But Mubarak responded by saying, heck no, I don't want these guys organizing, and so I'm going to shut down the Internet. And not only did he shut down the Internet for 5 days, but he also shut off their cell phone communications.
That's right. They could not send text messages or anything like that.
Well, so picture this, right, George? You and your buddies know that, you know, maybe tomorrow at 2 p.m. you're going to get together in the square and you're going to do your peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can't contact them. You have no way to pick up the phone and call them. You have no way to send them an email. You have no way to send an email to your followers or post on Twitter or let people know what's even happening inside the borders of your country. So in essence, as an American with our right to free speech and free assembly and all the things that are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, I've got to look at that and go, that is the ultimate frightening scenario where you cannot communicate. Now, this, we can hearken this back. People may recall in Iran, and I think that Egypt may have taken a page from the playbook of Iran and learned something from this. But when Iran recently had its questionable election, a lot of people were upset about that. They turned out in the streets to protest. And what the government of Iran did is they left the Internet up. I don't even think it occurred to them to shut down the Internet. But instead, they simply said, hey, listen, journalists, you're not allowed onto the streets where these protests are occurring. Well, it turns out on those streets, in addition to protesting, there was also a lot of police brutality. And in fact, some people got killed. So they figured, well, as long as we keep the journalists out, we'll keep the print journalists away, we'll keep the people with cameras and video cameras away, and they literally blocked access to the protest area from the press. Well, the people then became the press, and what happened was there was a woman who was killed on the streets by the Iranian police, and before the Iranian government could even respond, people had whipped out their cell phones, taken video footage of this horrible, brutal act that the government committed, and within minutes, that footage was uploaded literally from right there in the street. It was up on the Internet, and people were posting a link to that footage on Twitter. So before anybody even knew that this woman had been killed, the whole world knew that it had happened because it was up on the Internet. So that, I believe, is what Mubarak wanted to prevent, was people being able to get this information out. And, you know, it was a horrible media relations black eye and human relations black eye for Iran. And so they figured, well, as long as we block everything off, people won't be able to organize and they won't be able to get images of what's happening in Egypt to the outside world. And I think, you know, as the world is now responding to this, can you imagine 5 days of a total blackout of the Internet across your whole country, cell phone communications down,
people here would go nuts without the Internet.
Well, they were going nuts in Egypt.
Yeah, absolutely. But also now he's cracking down on the foreign press there, because I think it's prelude to some kind of military action. I think something's going to happen there. I just have a strange feeling.
He has to do something. The question is whether the military is going to back him, or as the indications might be, it seems as though the military may actually back the people. And if this plan goes forward for tomorrow that the people are talking about, they're talking about literally millions of people converging on the presidential palace, on the center of government there. And I'll tell you, if a million people are surrounding the palace, you know, the couple of hundred guards out there, even if they got a couple thousand.
Not going to work. And you can't shoot them all down. You're not going to do that.
You got it. And those people are going to say, hey, you know what? You win. We military people, we're going to lay down our guns because we can't fight this enormous crowd. So I think that it's going to be a very interesting next 24 hours to see what happens in Egypt. But I think from where we sit, this is the evidence that I think the American people needed to see, that giving your government enormous power to shut down huge swaths of the internet, which is what this bill would do in America, is a really, really bad move. And really bad timing, by the way, to try to reintroduce this thing.
At what point could you even think of a good idea to shut down the internet?
Well, you know, we talked about this before, George, you and I, before this whole Egypt thing even unfolded. You know, we talked about this, and I said, now, hang on a second. If the argument being advanced here by by our government is that the internet is so crucial and so critical that we need to ensure that it remains functional at all times, then why would you want to put in a way to shut it down?
Yeah. The only way they would want to shut it down, the only reason, is to withhold information from the masses.
Well, or, you know, one of their arguments is, listen, there's a financial infrastructure out there on the internet that is crucial. If it shuts down, people will lose a lot of money, right? I mean,
right.
The economy will grind to a halt. Well, over in Egypt, that's what just happened.
Well, they can't systematically shut down one portion of the internet and keep something else up, can they?
Well, that's actually what this bill, if taken to its logical conclusion, might do, would be actually create the ability, build in the infrastructure for the shutdown of portions of the internet, and then give the red button to the president.
Ah, interesting.
So, you know, just logically, if we look at this just from a common sense perspective, you've got to say, if the internet is so crucial that if it went down, we would be in big trouble, which is true. I mean, if you took down the internet tomorrow, even for a day, it would be billions of dollars in loss.
Yeah, we're just too dependent on it. It's crazy. By the way, that's kind of scary, because if we ever get hit by an X flare, something like that from the sun, it's going to shut down communications. We could really be in a deep doo-doo.
In a huge mess. So why then, if it's so critical that we keep the internet up, which I agree, why then wouldn't the president be authorizing, for example, the building of redundant structures so that if one goes down, we've got a backup internet that we just flip on instead of flipping
it off? Well, you know, in the old days, Catherine, we used to have landlines. We'd have backup landlines if something happened. I don't even think we have those anymore.
Well, they exist.
Everything's satellite-related.
If somebody were to take the internet offline, and you still had an old-fashioned modem and some people with some technical skills.
Who has that?
I think after what happened in Egypt, probably a lot of the geeks out there are dusting off their old modem.
If they can find it.